Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
This would be for a facility where most of that funding would be coming from the federal government.
The city of Moorhead is working to get grant money for a new senior center.
Police in Floyd County have released the name of a man who died in the detention center.
Rowan County has decided on its next building project.
Rowan is one of six counties to be audited by the Attorney General's office after the May primary.
Layoffs at Pikeville Medical Center could have a negative impact on the area.
In sports, an MSU baseball player heads to the major leagues.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 53 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Police have released the name of the inmate at the Floyd County Detention Center who died on Tuesday. WYMT reports 29-year-old Adam Potter of Prestonsburg was taken to Highlands Regional Medical Center where he later died. An autopsy is scheduled for today. Officials are interviewing inmates who were in the cell with Potter. Police say he may have been in a fight before he died.
One person is dead after an explosion leveled a Georgetown home. Emergency officials arrived on the scene on Seminole Trail early this morning. According to WKYT, one person is dead, though no name has been reported. Firefighters say the homeowner is a woman who lives alone. They are unsure if she was in the residence at the time of the explosion. A dog inside managed to escape safely. Emergency officials continue to investigate.
A candidate for Letcher County District 3 magistrate was arrested over the weekend. EKB News reports 61-year-old Emery Mullins of Neon faces misdemeanor charges after entering the Cardi funeral home in Jenkins Saturday morning. He's charged with third-degree criminal trespassing and harassment. Mullins was reportedly under verbal and court orders to avoid the property. The arrest citation alleges Mullins committed harassment when he, quote, made statements about the property owner's child. Mullins was released from the Letcher County Jail on a $10,000 bond, but is due in court on June 13th. Mullins won the Democratic primary for the district last month.
The Flatwoods Police Department made two drug arrests yesterday. WSAZ reports two women were arrested after a traffic stop. The driver, 27-year-old Carla Price of Ironton, Ohio, is charged with first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance, second-degree possession of a controlled substance, and having an obstructed windshield. Her passenger, 23-year-old Hannah Hensley of South Shore, is charged with first-degree trafficking and second-degree possession. Police say the women were in possession of methamphetamine. They were taken to the Greenup County Detention Center.
Lexington police arrested a teenager after a shooting at an apartment complex. According to WKYT, authorities responded to shots fired outside Gainesway Village Apartments early this morning. Police say a group of individuals were fighting outside when a teenager fired several shots. No injuries have been reported. The teen was arrested during a traffic stop minutes later. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to click it or ticket. Seatbelt use in Kentucky is 86.8%, below the national average of 90.1%. Half of those killed last year in motor vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The Kentucky Department of Highway Safety reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. It will save lives. Click it or ticket.
Mayor Jim Tom Trend is keeping his fingers crossed that Moorhead will get some federal help to build a new senior center. Trend says he's been talking about the project with officials from the Gateway Area Development District for about a year. They hope to fund the initiative with a $500,000 community development block grant. The mayor notes they're hustling to get their application for the funding turned into the Kentucky Department of Local Government by July 2nd, so it will be considered by the federal government as part of its 2019 budget, which starts in October.
That some of the negotiations I've been having with the Department of Local Government about a year ago, talking about what our next steps would be, and they really believe there is a need for senior center activities, and they see this as something that we have a pretty good shot at getting a large grant to help with that.
CDBG grants are handed out by the federal government, but the State Department of Local Government acts as the clearinghouse for them. At this point, it's uncertain when construction on a new senior center in Moorhead would start.
With the county jail, new jail, set to open soon, the Rowan Fiscal Court has set its next construction objective. Judge Executive Walter Blevin says the magistrates have agreed to set aside $250,000 for the building of a new headquarters for the Moorhead-Rowan Ambulance Service.
That's probably our next major priority. I know my court wants me to find some property. I've looking around. We thought we might have some free property through the city, but we don't think that's actually going to be large enough. It's kind of in a floodplain, and it's got some utilities in the way. So we're going to be looking for another piece of property. We'd like to keep it as close as we can to downtown or in the center of the city.
The ambulance service is currently located in an old building behind the Carl Perkins Center off Route 32 connector. At this point, no timeline for the project has been set.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet will be starting a project tomorrow in Lewis County. Spokesman Alan Blair says contractors will be working on Kentucky 3020 between the AA Highway and State Route 8 at the Black Oak Industrial Park.
It's just a basic resurfacing job. The contractors will begin milling and removing the old asphalt and resurfacing the road. Should take just several days. It shouldn't be too long, but until then, you know, motorists need to watch out for one-lane traffic and flaggers.
Blair says drivers going through the area should also expect traffic delays. The schedule for the project's completion is subject to potential weather issues.
Six Kentucky counties will undergo independent inquiries following the May 22nd primary election. Attorney General Andy Beshear announced the randomly drawn counties today, which include Bullitt, Jessamine, Owen, Powell, Rowan, and Scott counties. Kentucky law requires the Office of the Attorney General to conduct post-election audits in no fewer than 5% of Kentucky's counties following each primary and general election, and to randomly select the counties in a publicly held drawing. The routine inquiries will include checking election forms and interviewing county officials. After the audits are conducted by Beshear's Department of Criminal Investigations, his Office of Special Prosecutions will present the results to respective grand juries. Beshear says the selection of the counties does not imply that irregularities are suspected.
The House Minority Leader in Kentucky is seriously considering running for a new seat in 2019. Democrat Representative Rocky Adkins serves in Elliott, Lewis, and Rowan counties. Adkins says a lot of people are encouraging him to run for governor next year, but he hasn't set a deadline for himself to make the decision.
Over the weeks ahead, as we continue to dot I's and cross T's and put together the structure of what we're looking at, and while I continue to concentrate on November as well and trying to help our House Democrats be elected and help our candidates be elected, that is also something I'm very focused on.
Adkins hopes to help Democrats take back control of the House in the November election. He is unopposed in his re-election bid for the 99th district seat.
Kentucky House Democrats say the unintended consequences of the pension and tax reforms will be helpful for them come November. House Minority Caucus Chair Representative Dennis Keene spoke with Spectrum News Pure Politics. He says he hopes to see more voter participation due to the Republicans' handling of recent legislation. The Democrat from Wilder pointed to grassroots victories and rise of the middle class during the May primaries.
And I wouldn't say it's really a Democrat thing or a Republican thing. I think it's the middle class of people that are starting to network through social media that have the same causes, and they're garnering up. And the unintended consequences of the actions of the General Assembly towards, you know, the teachers and state workers and all that, when you get into people's pocketbook, they tend not to forget.
As for the 2019 gubernatorial race, Keene believes the best thing Democrats can do is provide voters with more than one solid candidate that will provide a more in-depth look into the party's positions on various subjects.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul congratulated Robert Weir on his appointment to United States Judge. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
Robert Weir's appointment to U.S. Judge for the Eastern Kentucky District was a cause for congratulations by many, including Senator Rand Paul. Paul says Weir is a wonderful addition to the federal branch and goes on to say his history with law and his commitment to upholding the Constitution makes him very qualified to hold the position. This marks the sixth Kentucky nominee to be appointed to a federal branch. Weir's confirmation follows the appointment of Rebecca Jennings to U.S. District Judge for Western Kentucky, being the first female to do so. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
Around 150 staff members working at Pikeville Medical Center were laid off on Friday, and the response has not been positive. Hospital officials tell EKB News the layoffs were due to overstaffing and a financial crisis at the medical center. 62-year-old Sheila Salyer is a former X-ray tech for PMC. She says with the high cost of living, she doesn't know if the severance package will be enough to sustain her until she's eligible to draw Social Security.
I'm 62, so I'm not eligible for a full Social Security retirement yet. So my income, if I take it, will have to be based on a reduced Social Security. Also, it means that I have no insurance as of July 1st. My husband has an illness, and he takes several medications that probably will cost us probably around $1,000 a month.
Southeast Kentucky Chamber of Commerce CEO Jordan Gibson says the layoffs will have a negative impact on the area and the community will be losing at least $1 million from job cuts.
A man in Johnson County is being called the Bee Man from his extensive work in removing honeybees. Third-generation beekeeper Jason Conley is known for safely extracting bees without doing harm to the colony. Conley tells EKB-TV he is the go-to guy if someone wants to get bees out of their house.
If I get a call from somewhere and it's a big removal, I go and get them because, you know, it's peace of mind that I got to save one more colony.
Conley's work doesn't stop at removing the bees. He takes an extra step to piece together any broken parts of the hive that get damaged during the removal. For questions regarding bee removals, call Jason Conley, Bee Farms, at 606-793-1263.
A newly released report ranks Kentucky in the bottom tier of states in terms of childhood safety. According to the annual End of Childhood State Rankings released by the nonprofit Save the Children, Kentucky ranks 37th in the country in terms of childhood safety, security, and health. Mark Shriver is with the Save the Children Foundation.
That's due largely to Kentucky's number of kids dying before their first birthday, and the number of children growing up hungry in Kentucky.
According to the report, 31% of children residing in rural counties are living in poverty. However, Kentucky did rank 7th in the country in high school retention, with 90% of students graduation. The report found Connecticut has the best state for children and Louisiana as the worst.
If you get a phone call threatening your Social Security benefits, don't be fooled. That's according to officials warning of a new scam. Heather Clary is director of communications with the Better Business Bureau serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. She recommends being wary of anyone making threats over the phone.
An agency is not going to call and threaten to arrest you. That just isn't how it works. If someone's going to arrest you for a legitimate reason, they're just going to show up. People talk about lawsuits being served, warrants being served, words like that being used in a message on the phone. You should be very suspicious.
Clary says it doesn't take divulging much personal information to become a victim of fraud or identity theft. Taking a look at the weather tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows around 53 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs around 84 degrees. Thursday night, a few clouds, lows around 63. Friday, sunny along with a few clouds, highs near 92. Friday night, a few clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, lows around 68. Saturday, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 91. Saturday night, a few clouds from time to time, lows around 66. And Sunday, some clouds and possibly an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs around 85, chance of rain at 30%. Looking at the listening area temperatures, Lemmingsburg 74 degrees, Lexington 77 degrees, Ashland 74 degrees, Winchester 73 degrees, Inez 77 degrees, Mount Sterling 76 degrees, and in Moorhead, it's currently 77 degrees.
In April, a group of riders from area high schools came to the campus of Moorhead State University for a Riders' Day Out, a program sponsored by the Moorhead Riding Project. Each Wednesday, we feature authors and the pieces they created that day. On our feature segment today, we hear from Sarah Betters and Caroline Stacy.
Hi, my name's Sarah Betters, and I go to Fleming County High School. And I wrote a poem called Love. You gave me what I had to give. I had to give love. What you do, you gave me love. Love, that's what I got from you. In the midnight sky, we watch the stars and dream. We know what's good. You gave me what I had to give you. I had love for you. You gave me love. I had love to give you. We had shared our love. We had shared something. I gave you something nice. That's love.
My name is Caroline Stacy. I am from Fremont County High School, and this is a poetry quote called Freedom is Patriotism. People don't let you into boxes any more than cutters do. Science is an act of peace. Stand up to who you are in your heart is a sign to those of an act of aggression. The kind to be what you we are in our pro-psycho reality. Trade a role for a sense of action to give up your ability to feel a sympathy of life as in a chance to wear a mask you use when your blood freezes cold. Then render trust like guys to those who cries in pain of rape known as slavery for humanity. You leave in pain view. There can't be any yard scale revulsion until a personal phoenix is born and an individual level has to be happened inside. When a person is denied the right to live the life he or she breathes, they have no chance but to become an outlaw to those ignorant fools around them. They will chain, torture, and destroy your bodies, but however, never imprison your mind nor your spirit. All here are forever in debt to those who are given their lives that we might be free from the cruel judgment of a ancient tribes. I, as a human being, prefer danger of freedom over peaceful slavery. To be free is not to cause one's chains, but to live in a way that respects the other ones who inspire the ones who are living a life for freedom, rather than the judgmental bigots around them. Breathe another word for nothing yet to use. We lost too much blood of the children, shame for who they choose to be that thrown from their wrists. Only way deals with this unchained world is to become so absent in sense that it starts on an act of rebellion. I tell my story not so I can get a glory like a bar, but so others know hope, the secret to happiness, and the curse of being you without anyone. Hypocritical permission. Walk your heart where it needs you to be. Use the rushy key to unlock the golden gates of forgiveness, to be not only afraid to show who you are, the true embracement. It's better to be injustice of freedom for those who don't have it at all, prisoner of the war during these days. So I press you and ask you, can you remember who you are before the world told you who you should be?
That was Caroline Stacy and preceding her, Sarah Betters, both of Fleming County High School. It's 4:48 and 77 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad to have you with us as we come to you live from the Larry Netherton Studios here in Breckenridge Hall. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Morehead, home to Morehead State University, St. Clair Healthcare, and Morehead Conference Center. The City of Morehead supports efforts to encourage community livability, economic prosperity, and cultural outreach. Facebook and online at morehead-ky.gov.
An eagle gets picked. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Morehead State junior outfielder Nico Hosizer was drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers organization in the 18th round of the 2018 Major League Baseball draft earlier today. Hosizer is expected to sign with the Dodgers and forego his final year of eligibility at Morehead State. In his career, he hit .337 at the plate with 44 home runs. He was named the OVC Player of the Year in 2017 and won the College Baseball Home Run Derby that year as well. MSU coach Mike McGuire says Hosizer has meant a lot to his program over the past 3 years.
Nico really represented Morehead State well, shined a lot of attention on Morehead State and our baseball program because of some of his accomplishments. So we're obviously very proud of everything he accomplished. And he signs. We certainly wish him the best of luck in professional baseball and and obviously going to follow him closely as he will continue to represent Morehead State.
Hosiser is the seventh draft pick in McGuire's tenure at MSU, including four consecutive seasons now with at least one player drafted. Club President Dick Williams is pleased with the first wave of players that the Cincinnati Reds snagged during the opening 2 days of Major League's amateur draft. Starting with University of Florida star Jonathan India, the Reds restocked their system with 11 new players. Speaking last night on Reds TV Network, Williams says the team's scouting staff deserves accolades for its efforts.
Let me just give props to Chris Buckley, Paul Pearson, their staff, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Mark McKnight, Jerry Flowers, these guys worked their tails off the last couple months in our regional cross-checkers, Rex Delanoez, Brad Metter, Joe Katuska, Bill Bykowski, Greg Zunino, and of course my staff, Nick, Sam, and Jeff, who you guys know well.
Sure.
Those guys have all put together a heck of a draft board.
After taking India with the fifth overall pick in the draft, the Reds used seven of their next 10 draft choices on pitchers. They also took one catcher and two outfielders. The Reds will look to snap their three-game losing streak tonight at 7:10 when they host Colorado for Game 2 of their three-game series. Since he fell last night 9-6, dropping them to 21-40 on the year, matching the third-worst start in franchise history. But interim manager Jim Riggleman continues to be pleased with how his team's been playing.
Yeah, you know, the effort, the intensity, I couldn't be happier with the way the guys are getting after it. You know, sometimes it's little things, just running balls out and taking an extra base, that type of stuff. We did everything right. We just, uncharacteristically, our bullpen gave up some runs.
5-6 John Gray takes the mound for the Rockies tonight, with 3-6 Sal Romano going for the Reds. Some afternoon scores from around baseball today. Baltimore beat the Mets 1-0. Washington blew out Tampa Bay 11-2. Cleveland leads Milwaukee 3-1 in the ninth inning. San Francisco is up on Arizona 1-0 in the third. And San Diego leads Atlanta 2-1 in the third as well. Greenup County opens up play in its third state baseball Sweet 16 in 6 years tomorrow in Lexington. The 36-5 Musketeers will face Muhlenberg County at 11 a.m. Coach Greg Logan admits he doesn't have much of a scouting report on the Mustangs, but that doesn't matter.
I think you can get caught up in a lot of that, the opponents and things. So we're going to continue doing, trying to get on base, and trying to get our runners over and get them in a position to score early, to try to get them to third base with less than two outs, and hopefully good things will happen from there.
Muhlenberg beat Round County in the first round of last year's state tournament. The Mustangs are 21-14 this season. Also tomorrow, Paintsville has a 1:30 contest against Christian County. East Carter starts the girls' fast pitch softball tournament tomorrow evening at 6 when the Lady Raiders challenge Louisville Butler in Owensboro. While East plans to ride the state's best pitcher in Montana Fouts as far as she'll take them, Coach Derek Calhoun says it'll also be crucial to give Fouts a break from the circle whenever possible.
You know, we've been producing a lot of runs, so, you know, we've got a couple of reliable arms behind her that hasn't got to see a lot, but, you know, it pitched in practice and has worked. And are ready if we need to go to them. So, you know, if we get down there in that situation where you got to play so many games, you know, if you can build up a 7-8-run lead on somebody, you know, you can get her out of there, let her rest, and get one of the other girls in that we have full confidence in to get the job done.
In another game of note, Estill County will take on Boyle County at 7 p.m. in first-round action. The conference portion of the Kentucky basketball schedule for the 2018-19 season has been released. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has details.
As it was announced before the 2015 season, Kentucky's permanent home and away opponents include Florida, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. This upcoming season, the Wildcats will add last year's regular season co-champion Auburn and Mississippi State. Kentucky's league home schedule will include the five aforementioned teams, as well as Arkansas, LSU, South Carolina, and Texas A&M. UK's road matchups will come against Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Missouri, in addition to Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Auburn, and Mississippi State. The Wildcats currently have seven non-conference games scheduled, with games against Duke, Monmouth, UNC Greensboro, Seton Hall, Utah, North Carolina, and Kansas. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals tips off tonight at 9 when the Golden State Warriors visit Cleveland. With the Warriors leading the series 2-0, Cleveland has its backs against the wall. No team in NBA history has won a best-of-seven series after going down 3-0. Because of that, Draymond Green says he and his Warrior teammates are aware of the desperation Cleveland will play with.
We know exactly what we're going to face against this crowd in here with this crowd. We know exactly, like we've been here, we know exactly the intensity they're going to come out with in game three, the force that they're going to come out with. Like, we know those things because we've played them, you know, for 4 years in a row now. So it's not really the mindset more so than it is just the understanding of what's in front of us.
The Warriors could be adding a key piece back to their lineup tonight. Swingman Andre Iguodala is officially listed as a game-time decision, but Coach Steve Kerr said earlier today there is a, quote, good chance Iguodala will play. He has missed the Warriors' past six games this postseason with a bruised left knee. Finally in sports, as he runs for the Triple Crown on Saturday's Belmont, Justify will start in a tough spot. Here's Haley Hansen.
Number one. Justify has drawn the rail.
The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner will run from the first spot. Trainer Bob Baffert says while he's not thrilled about the post position, the draw doesn't always matter.
You can have a great hole, but if you don't leave there, you know, you're still going to be in trouble. So we have it. We can't change it. So you just deal with it.
Justify is once again the morning line favorite with 4-5 odds. I'm Haley Hansen.
That's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host a father/child camp on June 9th, an Eagle Day camp June 11th through 14th, and Morehead State team camp June 22nd through 24th. More information by calling the men's basketball office at 783-5140 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose sharply as bank shares in particular rallied on higher interest rates. And at the close of the Dow, industrials back up over 25,000, finishing with a gain of 346.41 at 25,146.39. The S&P 500 was up 23.55 at 2772.35. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 51.38, finishing at a record closing high of 7689.24. Among Dow industrial stocks, Boeing rose 3.2% and contributed the most to gains. The S&P 500, or I should say the S&P financial sector itself, was up almost 2% as higher yields provided a boost to bank stocks. The benchmark 10-year Treasury note finished at 2.98%. And this was, of course, higher today following yields in Europe, which rose after the European Central Bank hinted at winding down its asset purchasing program. Shares of J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley all rose more than 2%, while Goldman Sachs advanced 1.7%. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ Composite, as mentioned, hit a record high as tech regained earlier losses, but tech's gains were capped after the Financial Times reported the European Union was set to unveil a negative finding from a probe on Google. Shares of Google parent Alphabet closed 0.4% lower on the news. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.6% to finish at $65.12 a barrel, while gold was down $1.10, finishing at $1,301.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were flat as the Stock 600 index was unchanged. In Asia, stocks were stronger today, with the Nikkei up 0.3% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, as mentioned, the best performer was Boeing, followed by Dow DuPont. Your worst performers in the Dow industrials were GE and Travelers, while in the S&P 500, the best performers were Nektar Therapeutics and Equifax, while the worst performers were Brown-Forman and PPL. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 2 cents at $79.98, CSX up 64 cents at $65.33, Marathon Petroleum down $1.57 at $78.76, AEP down $1.50 at $63.79, AK Steel up 2 cents at $4.65, and Anthem was unchanged at $227.87. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio Works, serving Rouen and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more is available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps are available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Morehead State University and Morehead State Public Radio.
And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. This afternoon, we had help from Chuck Mraz, Jacob Lindberg, Logan Pemberton, Cody Robinson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from the Morehead Writing Project's Writer's Day Out. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and Translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.